Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness, and welcome once again, or if it's your first time, welcome for the first time to the Holderness Family Podcast.
If it's your first time or you've been here a long time, we love you and we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
I know. This is like our favorite little part of the internet.
It is. And for us, just full disclosure, we normally record this on a Friday when the week is coming to a close. Mm-hmm. We have had a week. It's been a week.
I mean, these are the things like I told somebody, these are the problems you pray for, right?
Yeah.
So none of this is a complaint at all, but it's a big deal. And I feel like, especially with our podcast peeps, we can be just really honest and authentic. Huge, huge news. Our new book, ADHD is Awesome, is available for pre-sale. And this is a big deal. If you've been listening to this podcast, you've heard us talk. And Penn has been just nose down working on this for a year. So how does it feel, Penn, now that this is sort of out into the universe? Not officially, because right, it doesn't get released until April, but pre-sale, and now you can talk about it and show people the cover. What's that like?
Okay, the response just from the pre-sale announcement has been incredible. Mm-hmm. You're always nervous to see what people think when they actually get their hands on the book.
Yeah.
But judging from the comments, I think we might strike a chord with this book.
Yeah.
It's because really the big part of the trailer that we made was explaining to people that you're not broken if you have ADHD. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. But the fact is, we all feel shame and we all feel a little bit broken at some point in our lives. And most of the literature surrounding ADHD is, let's help you get through this. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure you don't burn anything down. And there hasn't been a lot of narrative that's, oh my gosh, you can be extraordinary if you have this. Now, it does take work. It takes a team of people like Kim, who is the shining beacon example of how to help out and parent and live with and be married to this particular type of neurodivergence. But if you get some systems in place, and by the way, they can be fun systems, ADHD people. You like fun things. You can make the most of that brain that the world wasn't necessarily made for. Here's the thing. We're going to be able to remake the world in our image. The ADHD people are going to take over the world.
Okay, sorry.
We're going to
have a lot of podcasts
about this.
That's
the next
book. But
I
will say, we got a lot of messages from people saying, my 12-year-old was just diagnosed. Is this a book he can read? Absolutely. I think the intention was that this would be a family read. So I would imagine I contributed as well, just about the partnering parenting with ADHD. So I think you read this if you have ADHD, or listen to it if that's better for you. Or if you are partnering or parenting somebody with ADHD, this is a guidebook to better understand their brain. So you're going to hear a lot about it, and I hope it's interesting and helpful. Even if you don't have ADHD, I hope it's interesting and helpful. So that's out there. So that was a big, huge thing. Also, our game, What the Flock, has started shipping.
In the last week. This is all in the last week.
So if you got it, thank you. Could you please send us a photo? You can DM us on Instagram or tag us in an Instagram post or Facebook post. We would love to see your faces playing it. I don't know. There's just something about like seeing somebody else like holding something you made that's so, I don't know. We just would love to see it and love to hear what you think.
Third of all, you may have seen this over the weekend. If you haven't, you can check it out. Husbands of Target is back. Does anyone remember Husbands of Target? Maybe you don't. We can give you a refresher.
So I will, a backstory. Penn met some other sort of dude, you know, husband influencer dudes.
Kim started doing these jazz hands when she was saying that.
No, amazing, amazing, creative, funny guys. And then right before the pandemic, and it was so funny. I was thinking about it because it's Taylor Kalmus, who's known as Dude Dad. He's been on our podcast. Charlie Behrens.
Also been on our podcast.
And Miles from You Betcha, who we've not had on our podcast. Maybe we should. So this idea came of we should do something called Husbands of Target and just the support group that forms of the husbands that are waiting outside of Target while their wives shop. And this was shooting right before we left for Amazing Race the first time.
That's right.
Like February of 2020. And you almost were like, I mean, you were going to go and do it, but you have to pay on your own dime, get to LA, and you have to, you know, you guys are paying out of pocket to do all this stuff. And financially and just time-wise, we were about to be on the road for a month and gone from our family. I'm like, I don't know if this is a good idea, but you guys were working on the script and it was so funny. I'm like, just go, just lightning strike it. Just go shoot it, come back and we'll make it work. Put it out there, and the response was incredible.
Yeah, across all platforms, it got about 100 million views, which is pretty strong for people like us. And fast forward 4 years, we've been talking about like, hey, let's get together and do a sequel, but we couldn't really figure out what it was going to be about. And so last week, or I guess it would be 2 weeks from the time you hear this podcast, we get a call from our rep in LA who's like, yeah, Target wants to do a Super Bowl ad with you guys, not on television, but like one on social channels. And they want it to be based on Husbands of Target. And they've written a script, or they've worked on writing a script, and they're involving some NFL players to also be part of your group. Yeah. And we're going to change it to Teammates of Target because not everybody's married.
And also it's more inclusive because there's women who wait outside.
100%. Yeah. I actually preferred it.
Yeah.
And so just very quickly, everyone got airplane tickets. And for me, it was a lightning strike trip to LA. I don't think I actually saw Los Angeles.
Right.
I saw hotel rooms, airplanes, and a set.
Yeah.
But so when we shot it 4 years ago, there were four of us plus like someone's intern.
Yeah.
Who was holding the camera. Oh my gosh. If you guys want to look at our Instagram stories, our Instagram feed, maybe we'll put a picture in the podcast notes or something. Like yeah. Just the number of people who got together to film this thing. There were... Is a crew of 60?
And we don't, yeah. Friends, I think if you've been here for a minute, you know, a lot of the stuff we shoot, we do have Sam and Amory. And Amory, who you're going to hear later, we're going to have some fun games, but they definitely help us shoot. So there's times when it looks actually professional, but there's been enough times where Penn and I have shot stuff on a cell phone. So the fact that there's 60 people, you know, it was incredible. So by the time, in fairness, we have not seen the finished product, but by the time this goes out, it will have hit the universe and we hope you love it.
Yeah.
And if not, go look for it.
It all went so fast. I may have been Ricky Bobbying the whole time. I may have had my hands like right by my face. I didn't know what to do with my hands.
Penn may have been cut from this. We don't know.
I hope that there's at least one frame of me in there.
Okay. I mean, that's a lot of work to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And it was incredibly flattering.
Yeah, and definitely like Garrett Wilson and Matthew Stafford deserve to be on screen more than anything. They are two athletes on different ends of their careers. Matthew Stafford's been a veteran. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He's got like four daughters. He's like a Target dad.
Yeah.
Garrett is single. He was a rookie a year ago. He has got his entire life in front of him. He is a freakishly good wide receiver and a really nice guy.
Did you get to like toss a football with him?
No. There was a bit where I was supposed to, and they cut it out of I don't know how these things work.
I think I thought that was the funniest part.
Well, they took it out.
Yeah.
For some reason. Maybe he didn't want to do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, friends, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, Penn and I generally,
what'd you get me for Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Go all out. I'm kidding. We don't. I even have written a blog post that will go out around now about just, you know, we are not in our like roses and candlelight dinner era.
The schmoopy phase.
We're not in the, well, so here's the thing. We had a schmoopy phase and it was wonderful. Now we are in the, oh my gosh, I've worked all day and then I had to go watch youth sports and I just want to put on my sweatpants era. And that's fine. But then soon. We're in the Eras tour. And so I think we're going to be empty nesters in 5 years. And we're going to be so schmoopy. You guys are going to be so sick of us because we're going to be so schmoopy and posting photos and videos of all of our date nights. We are just not in our date night era.
That's correct.
And I refuse to feel guilty about it.
Oh, why? Do people feel guilty about that occasionally?
You know, I think we were better back in the day about putting a date night on the calendar. We were better.
Yeah.
But our kids, honestly, I think everybody are like, oh, your kids are small. It's so hard. I think it's harder when they're teens and have to be 1,000 places and play sports.
Yeah.
Because you're always going somewhere to watch them. When they're like 3 or 5, I mean, they're in bed by 7. So like that's actually easier to do date nights when they're that age.
Right. And we find, you and I find a lot of opportunities to be around each other. Let's get that part straight.
We are around each other.
So, I mean, I think that our relationship is different in that sense. We work together. We live together. We work from home.
Yeah.
And so I do look forward to some time when we don't have these four walls as our, you know, our main location all the time and where we can have those moments. But I feel a very strong connection with you as it is. I mean, would date nights help it? If it would, then yes. But like, then you get sleepy and you have to like drive at night and all these other things that we don't like. So
we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
I feel like a common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right.
That's a no. I think we are in a really good, amazing relationship, but it takes some work.
Yeah, I mean, there's no shame in us talking about how we've been to marriage counseling. We wrote a book about it, but that marriage counseling made us both realize that we had work to do. And if you do that work, oh my goodness.
It's amazing. There was a time we needed an outside source to help us through some of our challenges.
Yeah, and don't you feel like the lessons that we learned there, like they applied not just to our marriage, but like relationships across our lives, right?
Absolutely. Our business, our children. I think we parent differently. Anyway, therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether it's friends, work, or your significant other, or anyone really.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not.
Visit BetterHelp.com/Holderness today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Holderness.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Today, we are joined by our producer, Anne Marie, for a fun episode of Quirky, Unhinged Questions Any Couple Can Ask Each Other in Honor of Valentine's Day.
Hey, Anne Marie.
Hello.
Hello. What are we doing today? Tell us.
Well, I thought we could have a little fun.
Yes.
I don't know why I wanted to go into like, I thought we could just have some fun.
We're just going to have a little fun.
Yeah. It's Valentine's Day week. You guys have been married forever.
Yes.
I feel you. Yeah. I've also been married a long time.
How long have you been married?
We've been married coming on 14 years.
14 years. So do you have something big and romantic planned with
no.
Steven?
No.
But I do think close. It's interesting that she said this is Valentine's Day week. Because remember when it was like early in the relationships, Valentine's Day was a whole week. You would do something for them on Valentine's Day. Then there would be a dinner if it was on the weekend.
The weekend.
Yeah, there would be all of that. And then it kind of shrank to just the day. And now for us, it's...
But I'm not... I mean, I love you. There's no way I could love you more. But I... PC as an orthodontist appointment.
Yeah, it's too much.
Like at 4:30 on Valentine's Day.
Like it's too much,
Ash Wednesday. I don't know. It's not sexy.
It is Ash Wednesday. Yeah. So
is it on Ash Wednesday?
It is.
So
nothing
yeah,
says love.
Nothing
no.
says love.
Like
some ash.
A cross on your forehead.
Yeah. I think I'm just more aware of it, like, because my kids are small. So they want to know, it's Valentine's Day week for them. Like they want to put hearts on. They want to give their friends little heart presents.
Yeah, we're
and
past
things.
That.
If my husband and I get to like sit down and watch our show, that'll be romantic for me. That'll be nice.
Yeah. Watching a show together can be very romantic.
Yes.
Okay.
We're watching a show that actually Penn watches and we're into season 4.
Yes,
for all mankind.
Yeah. I mean, this nothing says Valentine's Day like international cooperation in a space race. In an alternate
that's
reality.
That's what gets me going. So I don't know about you, but that's
you
me.
Yep.
You guys. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you guys some questions.
Okay.
And I feel like when you've been married for a long time, when you've been together for a long time, you've talked about almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried really hard to come up with some really kooky and outrageous questions.
Okay.
Maybe the listeners could take one or two with them and ask their Valentine these questions if
okay.
they need some new topics.
Right.
I love it. You know,
new
I have
things
to
discuss.
We had discussed before you got here that, you know, we are not in our date night era, but in honesty, we do see a lot of each other. So it's hard to like see each other all day and then, okay, I'll go put a bra on and look cute in front of you. Like so it's, we'll get there, babe. We'll get there.
Yeah, I'm cool with our whole situation. It's all good. Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay,
I don't I don't feel any guilt around Valentine's Day.
No.
So what's gonna happen?
Okay,
what are you gonna do to us?
10 questions.
Okay, 10 questions.
Okay, guys, not sponsored, but I am gonna give a little shout out to a website called Created with Love.
Okay.
They do date night boxes.
Oh, fun.
And they had a really fun article that some of these questions were inspired by
okay.
when I did my research.
Well,
so
I'm
I
glad
do wanna give
you...
them a little plug.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Okay. Well, the first one's a little bit space related.
Okay.
Because you know that is.
Yeah, you're out of this world.
That's hot. Okay. So, and you guys, this isn't like a guessing game. You guys get to each independently answer for most of these. Okay, number one. You've been chosen to live on Mars for 2 years.
Mm.
You are told you can bring one movie, one book, and one lifetime supply of a specific food. Kim, what are you bringing?
Okay, so I'm bringing, repeat the list. I'm sorry.
Movie. Book, lifetime supply of one specific food. 2 years on Mars.
Penn is so much better at questions like this. I would say I would bring the movie Spy with Melissa McCarthy.
That's a good,
good choice.
Yes, because there's just like, there's so many layers. Oh my gosh, this is like either I have ADHD or menopause or something. So the next one is movie. What's the next one?
A book.
A book. For the love of God. I cannot think today. I would bring, you know what I love? David Sedaris has a collection of essays, but it's actually any David Sedaris book because it's a collection of essays and they're very rereadable. So is it just like any David Sedaris, but he also has like diary entries that are really funny too. He just published, good for him, just like get your bag. Like he just publishes diaries. So some sort of David Sedaris collection and food. I'm a sucker for just like warm, like bread with salted butter.
Ooh.
Just bread and butter. I'm a...
Are we to assume, I think this makes sense, are we to assume that we're going to get all of the nutrients we need from whatever this food is?
Yeah, let's assume there's like other food options.
There's like zero calories. Yeah. Like this food will nourish
sustain
you.
Sustain me.
And not cause any health problems.
Right.
Yeah, you don't think about health problems.
Okay.
This is supposed to be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you got?
So I think that the movie would be The Martian.
Obviously.
Because I love that
so
book.
Meta.
I love that movie. I love the book as well. Mm-hmm. But I think that the movie will probably help me know a little more about what I'm doing.
Give you an escape route.
Yep.
Yeah.
The book would be my textbook that I have under my bed called The Science of Spaceflight. Because mm-hmm. You think it's because I'm going to be in space and I want to, you know, learn more, which is sort of true. But also I can read two pages of that and it's so dense that I fall asleep. And I feel like I'm going to have trouble sleeping on Mars.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
So yeah. It's going to overload my brain at night and I'm going to go to sleep. And my food would be probably ahi tuna.
I was going to say some sort of sushi.
But you're saying that I would not have any long-term mercury effects if I was able to eat that the entire time, right?
I love how whimsically Kim took the question.
Like, this is very practical.
He's like, okay, we got to get down to brass tacks here.
Only in space. Only in space. Because in space, I'm all business.
Spacey doesn't have ADHD.
That's right.
He's the one that's very put together.
I think he needs to go to space.
I think we need to go to Mars,
NASA,
babe.
Give NASA. Us a call.
Kim won't let me.
I won't let him. Sorry.
It is scary. Yeah. I mean, I've watched the TV show about it, so I know. It's scary, guys. Okay, question number two. And some of these are like not, they would never happen. So
okay.
Just like you got to go with it. Like, let's be weird. Okay?
Okay, let's get weird.
All right, so number two. You are bitten by a poisonous millipede.
Okay.
But it gives you the ability to turn into any bug. So it's a magic millipede. It's bitten you. Now you can turn into any bug you would like. What bug would you turn into if you let's say you can go in and out.
Yeah.
What bug would you turn into? Pen.
Something that flies, for sure. Not something that stings. So bumblebees are out. I'm going to go, but also, you know what? Don't grasshoppers fly?
Don't they
jump and fly?
I don't think they fly long distances, but yeah.
But a little bit, and they can also jump really high?
Yes.
I like that sensation. I'm a grasshopper.
Are we counting butterflies?
No, that's... Okay.
I mean, it's not like an insect.
I guess it is a bug. No, I'm sorry. It's a bug.
Yeah, right? I would say butterflies. Because, yeah, and they like... nobody's going to like swat it away. Like if I saw a grasshopper... I would be freaked. If a grasshopper landed on me, I would scream. But a butterfly would be happy to see me.
What color butterfly would you be?
Definitely like purple and pink and sweet.
You're so pretty.
I'm so pretty. See, and everybody would just want to, like little kids, they would try to like land on their fingers. Okay. Land on a dog's nose.
I like
nose.
That. That's
yeah.
really
I
nice,
think you won
guys.
That round.
Yeah, I did.
Number three. Pickles. Tuna fish. Hot sauce.
Yeah.
Sway.
You must add one of these to every dish for the rest of your life. Oh. Which one do you choose? Pickles?
Oh, tuna fish. Oh, I was about to say,
fish,
the three of them together
hot
sound
sauce.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be like fun. Yeah. But no, you have to pick one. You have to add it to every single dish you eat for the rest of your life. What is it?
I mean, I'd say hot sauce, but that would get like my... And thinking practically here that the stomach lining.
The old end result.
Yeah, the old end result would not be good. But I'm thinking like a pickle on is pretty. I love a pickle. I love a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go pickle.
Tuna would be very, very bad for me if I added tuna to everything. I'm going to go hot sauce. I love hot sauce.
Yeah.
I think
you have like a little brownie and you just.
I was going to say, thinking like the birthday cake we have downstairs.
Have you guys never had like habanero chocolate before?
No, actually, no.
It's legit. Like, you've had chocolate with like red chili in it.
Like
I'm sure.
Mexican chocolate?
Yeah.
Dude,
it is awesome. Yeah, chocolate goes well with hot
stuff. I like
stuff.
Candy. I don't know. Yeah.
It would be tough to, I mean, I guess I don't drink milk. You know, if I'm having a tequila.
A little hot sauce.
Gonna work with a little hot sauce?
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
I think I would do pickles. I'm with you, Kim.
Yeah.
Because
I think
it feels
it's more
like
universal.
I think that's the lowest stakes.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four. The Book of World Records approaches you, asking you to submit a new record.
Mm-hmm.
They need content. They need
right.
to publish
they
more books.
Are desperate.
They need more records. What one thing could you do to get into the record book, and what do you think your partner could do?
I got it.
Oh, okay, go.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I honestly think I could get in the world records for most quarters you can stick up your nose.
Yeah.
I think you could win that. Very unique.
I haven't done it in a while, but I easily got 4 in one nostril. Like when I was like in college.
On one of our That's first dates.
I just have That's a really flexible nose. It's not like that it's a huge nose.
It's just very...
But like, so here's my nostrils at rest. And here they are. Like flayed
That's
open.
That's a dollar's worth of quarters right
yeah.
there.
And you can get
double. Side, two
yeah,
bucks.
I would say $2 at those.
I got so many free beers on bets in college. Yeah. For this, so that was
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, use what do you say, babe?
I think that my wife's world record would be if there was like, if the whole world was having a contest to hold on to a, to put their hand on a car and then let go.
Oh, hand on a hard body.
Yeah, like the hand on a hard body. Either that or if the whole world was asked to hold a grudge.
Oh, I could win that. I know. I would be. I don't know how you measure that.
It's a special skill.
No, so I'm trying to.
You
work on
are.
That.
You are exceptional at that.
I'm trying to work on that.
I know you are. I'm sorry.
Is,
that was probably.
It is
me,
also. But. Yeah. No, it is one of those things with my grudges. I am working on that personally. I'm working on that, and I have done a great job of forgiveness. I think
you have. I was giving
but
you a hard time. You have gotten better at that.
You have great endurance.
If you okay,
the hand on the car.
No, you, but let me say something. If you wrong my child, if you are yep. a kid who says something crappy to my kid, hell hath no fury, and my kids then actively forgive these other children, and I will find away. I can admit it now because it's like past second grade, but this one.
Yeah, this, I know exactly who you're talking
so
about.
So this one girl in second grade called Lola fat.
No.
No, I know. And so I was not happy. And then the next day, the teacher asked if we could come in and do like a quick video for the class, like shoot the entire class singing something. And that we could just like, it, you know, it was still far enough away that like the cell phones weren't great back then. So we recorded this. Lola was in second grade. And this small child who said this thing about my daughter, which was, it had hurt her feelings and it was awful. She was behind very tall children. And she's like, I don't think you can see me. Like, you can see you fine. You can. So no, you couldn't see her. So like.
Yeah.
So I didn't actively, and it didn't mean anything. It wasn't for a grade. It was just something funny. But I still, if I saw her today, I would have issues.
You'd okay. Like, how are you?
No. Mm. Yeah.
What's and you up? Think it's okay to share that story now?
The time has passed. They don't go to the same school. But like, I don't even think Lola knows that I did this, but I was like, oh, child. So anyway, I think back to happier things. I'm not as bad when if you say something to me, I will forgive you. But you say something about my kids. Yeah. I think here's what besides just being incredibly competitive, I do think I could hold my hand on a car for the longest time because I'm really just stubborn. Mm-hmm. I feel like if it was something physical, I feel like I could walk for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I could be... I'm very competitive and I do have some good endurance as long as it wasn't like high speed, like not race walking, but I could just, if you said, Kim, let's like, who's going to walk to California and back? Like I could
yeah.
probably do it.
Anything that involves people die, like quitting and saying that's too much for me. She's going to last longer than yeah. most people.
So I feel like I should win. There's like a world record out there for me.
Okay.
Just like the most stubborn person.
You have one for Penn?
God, the quarters are very... Well, honestly, like, I don't know if there's a world record for, like, world's fastest song creation or world's... Like, that sort of thing. That's a sort of weird, strange skill you have.
It is.
And you can burp, like, the alphabet a lot. So I feel like...
Okay.
You could burp things.
Yeah, I mean, I know some... There's some good burpers out there.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, after Club Soda... I'm yeah. good to go.
I feel like you could burp for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long do you think you could do the worm? Like could you do it? Like, how long of a distance? Or would you just hurt yourself?
Back in the day, I could do it for as long as, like, I could do it for a football field. There's been some knee and hip deterioration since then.
Just pad you up.
We're going to go to a wedding one day, and he's not going to do the worm. And I'll be like, oh, there we go.
There it is.
We don't do that anymore.
No, we're going to give him some knee pads, some elbow pads.
I know. He's going to be fine. Grandpa's going to get out there.
bring knee pads to my next wedding.
We're going to wrap you in some bubble wrap. You're going to be fine.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, guys, this one, this kind of goes into the next thing. So ready? Mm-hmm. Another crazy scenario. Mm-hmm. Number five, a giant geoelectrical storm erupts. Oh. And only music can stop it. You have the microphone. What song do you sing to save the world?
Oh, you have to sing it.
You have to sing it to save the world. It's going to stop the storm, guys.
What a bizarre question.
What's yours, Mr. Singer?
Probably something. I mean, it sounds so epic, right?
Epic.
So maybe Nessun Dorma from Turandot, like an opera song. Vincerò, vincerò. You know that song? Like it's in a bunch of.
And it hit me with more. I don't know if I recognize it.
Tremondade stella, tremondade stella, von vincerò.
Do you like how he's commanding? Vincerò. He's commanding.
Like that one. That would be it.
Yeah. You're commanding and calming the storm at the same time. It's very up and down.
You know that song, right?
I've played it before.
I've done this song at karaoke before. People look at me like I'm insane.
They're all doing country music and he gets up and does that.
Like, we're just trying to drink and have a good time.
Vincerò means I will win. It's like what should happen if you stop a geological storm.
Yeah, I would do Shoop.
Here I go.
Here I go again. Girls must wear weakness.
Geological events.
That's all I got.
I don't know why, Penn, but like in my head, I was like, we built this city.
Oh, Jefferson Starship? Down, bow. Down, down. Bow, bow. Bow, bow. That's actually pretty great, too.
Well, I
once again became very literal, and you guys did way more fun.
Well, if I have listen up, Penn, have some fun, okay? Join our party.
Join the party.
I'm just trying to win.
There's no winners.
No winners.
Only learnings.
Yeah.
Only learners.
Number six, chocolate chip, banana, or blueberry. Which type of pancakes would you eat for the rest of your life?
Well, I know the answer for Penn because he does not like bananas or blueberries. So obviously it's chocolate chip.
Can I speak for myself? Can you let the man speak? Men have had a rough go at it recently and it ends now.
For never.
Sorry, I'm quoting genius from Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Yes, you're right. It's chocolate chip. Sorry. You're right.
I love a banana pancake.
You like that better than chocolate chip?
Yes. Yummy. I love a banana pancake and nobody in my house likes bananas. So,
I make a really good recipe. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
It's called best banana pancakes. I make them all the time.
Here's a problem. But then only I eat them. And how many banana pancakes does one need?
We threw our griddle in the trash last week.
We need a new griddle.
Yeah.
So it needed to be propped. We had to cut a lime in half and
use it to prop it up.
Prop up the
cord.
I was like,
no, come on. Everybody's done that. Like when the
griddle is
you do it with headphones.
Missing
and,
a leg. So right now we have to prop it up with a little
a line.
Yeah. Like a trivet.
Yeah.
It's a prop pot.
Yeah. It's a prop pot. Yeah. So I was like, probably safety wise, needing a cut lime to hold it, the power in place is bad.
To hold a controlled electrical fire.
Yeah, so
it's fine.
It's fine. Penn's like, I'm gonna overrule here and say it's not fine. We do need to order a new one. Okay.
They're not
very
expensive.
You said bananas.
Yeah.
And you said chocolate chips. Mm-hmm. Kim, banana, Penn, chocolate chips. Part two of this question.
Yeah.
Additionally. Chocolate chips give you the ability of flight. Bananas give you the ability of super speed. Blueberries give you the ability to read minds. Are you still going to eat the same pancake?
So yeah. What was chocolate chip?
Chocolate chip was flight.
Yeah. I do not want to read minds.
No.
I had no desire to read minds. I think people think dark things. And it's like the only thing that it might give you an advantage, but it'll also make you really sad. Like you might start to read people's minds.
That's true.
But if you get really good at reading minds, you know what they're going to be thinking? That pen is a dick.
I think it all day. Honestly, it wouldn't be good for a marriage.
So I love the idea of flying.
You don't need super speed.
No.
You have that.
I want to fly.
I would actually, I changed my answer. I would fly because I think that would just be super cool.
Well, you get to fly and eat chocolate, so I think win-win on that.
Win-win.
All right, this one is random AF. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which bear is the best and why?
Oh, I love that, actually.
Which bear?
I don't know if I know a lot about bears. I know like a brown bear.
There's a koala bear.
And a grizzly bear.
There's a grizzly. Those are the big grizzly bears like from the Great. Those are grizzly bears. There's polar bears.
Ooh.
There are koala bears.
Black you bears.
Said? Black bears, which are a little smaller than grizzly bears.
Yep.
And there are teddy bears.
Aww. I think there's probably more bears.
Oh, of course.
I would say.
Pandas.
A panda bear.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a koala. Penn's friend, William, loves koalas.
Koalas are the meanest bears known to man.
I used to.
Worse than a grizzly bear.
That's what I've heard.
So I used to have like a twin bed, but it had like the four posters and it had somewhere along the line, somebody gave me a koala that like stuck to it. And I think it's still there in the house. So I had a koala bear on my bed growing up.
So yeah, I think I had one too. But koala is a fine answer. Maybe you'll meet a nice one. I like grizzlies. I just think they're fascinating.
They're so scary.
Right. They eat people, but they also, if you've seen them in movies and docs, they like go and like they go gallivanting in the stream and they like catch salmon as they're like running through and they look so happy when they're in their element. They, you know, when we get eaten by bears, we really shouldn't be wherever we are because that's their area.
Well, that's like, they cover a lot of wilderness. And so I feel like we should be able to be in the wilderness a little bit.
But if we do,
Just like if you're swimming and you're surfing, you might be eaten by a shark.
Right. Or if an ant walks on a, you know, sidewalk and I step on it.
Well, they were there first. We built a house. We displaced them.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going with grizzly bear.
Okay. They are fascinating.
Yeah.
Very majestic.
Yes.
Yes. When they catch the fish out of the stream, it is very.
I like to see a video of that. I would climb a tree.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hang out with
my
one.
Family.
It was if I saw was, one. Was the question, which is the best bear?
Which is the best bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't say to be friends with the bear. Just which one's the best?
I feel like koalas.
Go for it.
Go for it.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to harsh your mellow. They're mean, but I heard that somewhere.
I'm surprised that they're mean because they're so tiny.
I need to look this up. Hey, Siri. are koala bears mean? Hey, Siri. Are koala bears mean?
She's on a delay.
Koalas are generally not considered dangerous to humans. They have a calm and gentle temperament and are known for spending most of their time sleeping and eating leaves.
Were you thinking of like kangaroos?
I was
or
thinking
something?
Of otters.
Otters?
Yep. Otters are assholes. I'm sorry.
So,
I got that wrong.
So by the way,
that's what it was. I was thinking of otters.
Sleeping and eating, that's like my dream bear.
I'm really sorry that I dissed koala bears. I'm glad I looked this up.
Yeah. I'm glad Siri could help you out with that.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. That All was right. for otters.
Not the otters. Number 8. You find a magic remote control that gives you the ability to insert yourself into any TV sitcom. Mm. Okay. What show do you put yourself in? And do you replace a character or become a new one?
I would say Ted Lasso. I would become Rebecca's assistant and just like hang out.
So that's a new character.
It's a new character.
Okay.
Do you think Ted would bring you biscuits
as
well? Yes,
that's what I'm saying. Like, and I wouldn't have to do anything hard. I just
that's
like
pretty
hang
good.
Out. I like that. Yeah.
It needs to be a sitcom.
Sitcom.
That's cool. So.
No space shows unless you know any space sitcoms.
Well, is Ted Lasso a sitcom?
I would say it's a sitcom.
Situational comedy.
I would be Kramer.
Why have you not been that for Halloween?
I was in college.
What?
It's the best show, in my opinion, that has ever been made. And so many shows after it, I think, tried to be like it. And there was nothing like it before it.
Yeah.
And just
talking about Seinfeld. We haven't named it Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Just the joy that Kramer had in his life, despite having no job. The universe was always looking out for him. And he had these three good friends and, you know, never really settled down. I guess I would probably miss my wife. Am I taking this too? No, I would be Kramer. I would be Kramer.
You're going too far.
I'd be Kramer.
Yeah.
I can see that. I love that. All right. Number 9. You're on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the Amazon, just on the website.
Could be in the Amazon on Amazon.
You find a magical DIY candle kit and one of the candles will recreate the smell of your first date. What does that candle smell like?
Our first date or my Correct. First date with another boy? Okay.
With Penn. I mean, unless you'd like to share.
It smells like baked ziti.
It smells like an Italian restaurant. Yeah. Like cheese. It smells like Parmesan cheese. And
a little bit of like your perfume.
Aw. And a nice. Little bit of the brand new shirt you bought.
Just ammonia or whatever.
Like new, like the men's section at Belk.
Ozone.
Yes.
Do you, when you guys go back to like any Italian restaurant, do you just kind of like,
No. No.
It was so there are different types of first dates. There's like there's the first date where, okay, maybe we'll have our first kiss after this, but we had already handled that part before our first date.
Because we had talked for a long time and gotten to know each other very well.
So our first date was a little after that. But I was oddly nervous.
Of course.
Anyway. Despite the fact that our relationship had been a little more advanced than some other situations.
Sometimes it's a lot of pressure when you've been, because I'm thinking back, you know, before like you could FaceTime somebody, like you would just, hearing someone's voice and then actually meeting them in person.
So we talked on the phone for like several months, just like every day, mm-hmm. hours. And then we definitely made out and then we went on a date. So
basically we're on Love is Blind.
We were on Love is Blind, except for I.
But you didn't know what he looked like.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you guys have been troopers with all my silly, crazy questions.
These are really great. I know you said they were wacky. I think that the best term for these are diversionary, and I love that kind of thinking. Like, I love diversionary thinking.
Yeah. Kind of can escape from reality and think about something crazy. Okay, mm-hmm. Last one, and this one is a little bit funky, so I might have to take some notes while you're answering. You're writing a new children's book, but you're having a hard time coming up with the name. Mm. So you're given a Mad Lib to fill out.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fill in the blanks. Kim, your partner's best quality. Keep it PG, Kim.
I was going to say, I almost said something inappropriate.
Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Happy Valentine's Day. His sense of humor.
All right, I'm going to say funny. An animal that best personifies your partner's love for you.
Oh, like a golden retriever, just like devoted and messy.
Okay. And Penn, your partner's favorite color. Kim, don't answer. Penn's going to answer. Kim's favorite color.
Well, she likes green.
Test. Yes. All right, green.
Yep.
Okay.
Or purple.
And then...
Which one was it? Was it green?
Green.
It's green. Okay, good.
A food that your partner hates.
Hates.
Does not like.
Do you hate stuff?
There's things I don't like.
I mean, I'm more of a hate guy when it comes to food, but I don't know what you hate. Beets. Beets. She hates beets.
Okay. Your children's book is called The Funny Golden Retriever and the Green Beet.
Oh.
I'd actually read that book. That sounds cute. I've never seen a green beet.
Penn just, you know, we just talked about how Penn put his, you know, this new book's out to the universe. What do you think about a children's book next?
Well, I think that we could do a children's version of that book. And by we, I mean someone who's a professional who can just, we can give it to him and say, can you make this into a children's book?
I think that a children's book is way intimidating.
Yeah, it is. No. So we have a buddy who did that and he was like, you guys have no idea how many changes, how many things you have to do to get this in the right place.
The one nice thing is that you, because you are, I feel like, a songwriter, it does lend itself, like the rhyming would come very naturally to you if you went down that direction.
That's true.
If it were to be a rhyming book?
If it was a rhyming book.
Yeah.
You would kill that.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I bet if I gave you an hour, you could do it.
Yeah, you come up with it right away. And then we'll get our wonderful friend, Sarah Kempa, who did your ADHD book illustrations, to just bring that out.
What, could it be about anything?
I think the ADHD is awesome for kids. There'd be something for an 8-year-old.
Or if it was like a full-on fiction thing and I could just go off the rails for an hour. Sometimes kids like that kind of crap.
By the way, that's incredibly offensive that I just said it would take you an hour, because I do think there's an art to children's books.
That book would take a long time to boil down to find the most important nuggets. I just think if you let me just go off for an hour and do some weird stuff.
he would come back with something.
Yeah.
No, I you know, I wanted to be a game show host wife. Maybe I'm a very prolific children's book author's wife. Really, I just want, I've worked very hard and now I want to sit by a pool.
Right.
No, that's not true. Like, I would always do this podcast and write stuff, but like, I can't wait for you to just like.
If you were a children's author, I'm sorry. We know it's hard.
It's hard. It is.
There's a reason why not everybody just decides to write children's books. It's harder than you think it is.
That being said, if you get a good one, you must be like going to the bank, because Penn's book is out into the universe. So we're checking the Amazon rankings. It was like movers and shakers. And it was like, you know, in the top 25 of new releases
say.
And books. But the ones, even from when our last book went out, that are still there, it's Goodnight Moon, Brown Bear, Brown Bear.
Some weird inchworm.
There's like, well, there's like, and I think Llama Llama. There are these like, these children's books that are just, people never stop buying. And like, man, I remember the day, like last time when we beat Goodnight Moon for a day, like we held an Amazon chart above Goodnight Moon. I was like, oh man, this is big time.
It's been late on the baby showers that
week. I know, because like what the, so I feel like if you could write one of those, you're just printing
money.
Just
write the next
Goodnight
Moon.
Write the next huge classic that everybody wants to buy.
I feel like everyone who's written those great books, like they are like Harvard graduates and they have patches on their jackets,
probably child
on their
tweed
jackets. Do you need a jacket with patches to feel
I just
in
feel
character?
Like, I get you. They're child psychologists.
Kramer
who
had
know,
one of those.
Like the, like how to put words together to make them, that children love them. Because Brown Bear, what do you see? I see it there looking at me. Like, it's amazing.
Right.
But, and you like want to turn the page.
And the person who wrote it didn't do it because they were talking about bears. They did it because they saw something in the development of a child that everyone needed that was a relationship with reading, touch, sense, sight, like all those things.
Mm-hmm. Colors.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Guys.
Sorry, I just got a little literal.
Thanks for joining me. Actually, thank you for letting me join you.
Well, thank you for putting this together. We always love it when you're on the pad and on the videos.
What is your, can I ask, what is your sitcom? I feel like that's a, I want to ask you that one. What character, what would you do in the sitcom?
Good question. Maybe I would insert myself into New Girl.
Oh, with Quirky Zoe Deschanel? Look at me, I'm quirky.
Maybe I would be like her. I would want to be like quirky. Like
so quirky.
Is a quirky girl. Maybe I would be like her cousin who like kept randomly showing up in town. I feel like I would want my character to be a little chaotic because that would be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to be like a Kramer type character, just like comes in that and like everyone's like, hi. And you're just like, hell, what's up?
What's up?
Could she be a quirky Midwest roommate neighbor? Or,
yeah, maybe.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's definitely a ginger. You know, I have to keep the red hair. So.
Well, thank you for this. And I hope everybody listening has a lovely Valentine's Day, whether that's with a, maybe that's a Galentine.
Galentine.
Galentine's. So, or just a friend, or you buy yourself some cookies. So.
Yeah. We'll try to put some of these somewhere.
In a blog, maybe?
A blog or in like the description if you need them. Tell us if you ask any of them.
Tell us
to anybody and what they say.
I would love to hear
what
your
song
answers.
Would you sing to save the world? That's the one I want to know the most.
Shoop.
Here I go.
And
here I go. Got to save the world again.
They want my body. It's a hot rod.
Okay. Thanks
and
for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing.
So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.